This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel appoints new province chiefs in Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces on recommendation of cabinet. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Swiss government to bring in more foreign direct investment for Nepal's economic development, and Iran vows revenge after Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh assassinated in Tehran. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has appointed new province chiefs in Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. According to the Office of the President, Deepak Prasad Devkota has been appointed as chief of Bagmati province, Krishna Bahadur Ghartimagar as chief of Lumbini province and Yagyaraj Joshi as chief of Karnali province. On a different note, President Ramchandra Paudel has called for steering the country towards the path of prosperity through political stability, development and good governance. Addressing a program organized by Dilli Raman Kalyani Regmi Library Development Committee at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas yesterday, President Paudel said that our traditional experience, knowledge and skills should be utilized for the best interest of the country and people. The government has recommended Lieutenant General Ashok Raj Sigdel for the position of Acting Chief of Army Staff. In a press briefing yesterday regarding the cabinet decisions held on Monday, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung announced that the government has proposed Lieutenant General Sigdel's name to the President for the role of Acting Chief of Army Staff to be effective from 9th of August. Communication Minister Gurung also disclosed that the Cabinet has instructed Nepal's resident ambassadors to China, Australia, Russia, South Africa and Sri Lanka to return home within 15 days. Additionally, the Cabinet has decided to recommend new ambassadorial appointments for 18 countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the Swiss government to help bring in more foreign direct investment for Nepal's economic development and prosperity. During a meeting with Swiss Ambassador to Nepal Daniel Muli at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stressed that foreign aid would be a catalyst for Nepal's development. Expressing commitment that the government would carry out necessary reforms to increase foreign direct investment, Prime Minister Oli explained that there was an enthusiastic participation of delegates from 50 countries in the recently held Nepal Investment Summit. On the occasion, the Swiss Ambassador Muli congratulated and extended best wishes to Prime Minister Oli for his successful tenure and assured of continuing collaboration and cooperation between the two countries. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says everyone should move forward together to complete the remaining task of transitional justice and peace process. Speaking at a program organized by Informal Sector Service Centre, INSEC, yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Paudel emphasized that everyone should move forward together to complete the rest of the transitional justice and peace process. Furthermore, Deputy Prime Minister Paudel made it clear that the government of Nepal is committed to the protection of human rights. The newly appointed secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Radhika Arial, assumed office yesterday. Taking charge of her new office, Secretary Arial directed all the ministry's staffers to collaborate and discharge their duties in the interest of the ministry. On the occasion, Joint Secretary of the Ministry, Baburam Bhandari, briefed the Secretary Arial about various activities of the ministry. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has stressed the need for establishing Radio Nepal as country's best broadcasting institution. Speaking at a program to welcome Minister Gurung at Radio Nepal Singhadarbar yesterday, the Communication Minister emphasized that Radio Nepal must adapt to evolving technologies and enhance its programs to become the premier broadcasting organization in Nepal. As the government spokesperson, Minister Gurung affirmed that government's commitment to supporting Radio Nepal with relevant laws and policies to aid its development and improvement. He urged all relevant authorities, organizations and officials to fulfill their roles effectively to ensure the dissemination of information to the public and to achieve financial stability. Likewise, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology Radhika Arial also pledged support for improving Radio Nepal's organizational, technological and managerial capabilities to boost its financial and commercial potential. Similarly, Radio Nepal's Acting Executive Director Khagendra Khatri provided an overview of the organization's past and current status. He noted that Radio Nepal is in the process of transforming its broadcast content to align with public service broadcasting standards. A total of 145 people have died in floods and landslides triggered by monsoon rain across the country, according to Nepal Police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General DIG of Police Dan Bahadur Karki. Since the monsoon began on June 10, 2 people died in Kathmandu Valley, 24 in Kosi Province, 6 in Madhes, 29 in Bagmati, 42 in Gandaki, 24 in Lumbini, 8 in Karnali and 10 in Suddhapashchim Province. According to the spokesperson DIG Karki, a total of 4,063 households were displaced due to the disaster since the onset of the monsoon. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health has recorded more than 2,000 cases of dengue across the country. Chief of Vector Control Disease at the division, Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, shared that 2,061 people from 73 districts were found infected with dengue. Dr. Dahal shared that the ministry has projected that the cases of dengue might increase as the weather might be favorable for the reproduction of the mosquitoes, as much rainfall has been predicted this year. There is an infection of dengue in all districts except Mustang, Dolpa, Jumla and Humla. Kathmandu Valley has recorded 316 cases of dengue, the highest number. Dr. Dahal urged one and all to adopt precautions as a dengue infection is likely to increase further. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the price of petroleum products effective from today. Issuing a press release yesterday, the NOC shared that the price of petrol has decreased by 1 rupees per litre and diesel and kerosene by 2 rupees per litre, while the price of aviation fuel and cooking gas remains unchanged. Under the automatic fuel price mechanism, the NOC sets prices based on the tariff it receives from its sole supplier, Indian Oil Corporation. Following the revision, consumers must now pay 170 rupees per litre for petrol and 158 rupees per litre for diesel and kerosene in major cities including Kathmandu and Pokhara. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song has paid a courtesy call to Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari. In the meeting held at the ministry in Singhadabai yesterday, Minister Bhandari expected the earliest implementation of the principal agreement signed between Nepal and China to develop infrastructures at the Korala transit point in Mustang. Chinese Ambassador Song reaffirmed his commitment towards further expanding Nepal-China mutual relations, thereby creating a friendly environment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Iran has threatened harsh punishment for Israel, which it says was responsible for assassinating Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh on Wednesday. Israel has not commented directly on the strike which killed Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran early on Wednesday. However, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country has delivered crushing blows to its enemies in recent days, including killing of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon hours before the Tehran strike. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned against a dangerous escalation of hostilities in the region. The UN Security Council was due to meet on Wednesday evening to discuss the situation. Hamas's armed wing said the death of Haniyeh, who was widely viewed as the group's overall leader, would take the battle to new dimensions and have major repercussions. Hamas attacked Israel on 7th October, killing around 1,200 people. Since the attack, Israel has vowed to destroy Hamas. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Kadali and Suttupashim province and at a few places of Madhes province with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Kadali and Suttupashim province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated above its normal position in the western part of the country and around its normal position in the eastern part of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 22.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.2 degrees Celsius with 0.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Greater Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudel appoints new province chiefs in Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces on recommendation of cabinet. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Swiss government to help bring in more foreign direct investment for Nepal's economic development and Iran vows revenge after Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh assassinated in Tehran. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.